Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you have to tune in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's with us or not. Anyhow, we're going to get started with our birthdays. The first birthday and only birthday, which is really shocking for me to only have one birthday, and Miss Rachel Smalley. Happy birthday, Miss Rachel. I think Miss Rachel's in Georgetown, so happy birthday to you, Miss Rachel, and looking forward to tomorrow, man. We're just slammed with lots of birthdays, so that'll make up for today. The weather, it is cloudy and 60 degrees, cloudy and 60. And that is the weather and the birthdays and all that good stuff. They are getting rain. We're supposed to get some more rain, too, but they are getting some rain down there. China has warned Trump, good luck bringing jobs back to the U.S. It's like, well, how much is it costing us to import all this stuff from China? China appears to be sending a message to President-elect Donald Trump saying, good luck competing against us on manufacturing. After Trump's vice president, Mike Pence and Carrier announced a deal to keep nearly 1,000 jobs in the U.S., a top Chinese newspaper published a piece with the headline, China would benefit from Trump's effort to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. And that was ran in the business opinion section of the Global Times, a newspaper backed by Communist Party. It will be almost impossible for the U.S. to restore its glory as a major manufacturing powerhouse under his presidency. The piece says the author is a reporter for the Global Times. If companies like Apple move factory jobs back to the U.S. in a show of patriotism, it will raise costs dramatically. The reporter argues that opens the door for Chinese companies like smartphone makers to undercut Apple on the world market. And the article may be a PR stunt, but Carrier has not mentioned in the piece, but the thing that China can make just about anything cheaper than America is meant to apply to many industries. Carrier is best known for assembling air conditioners. Experts have followed U.S. and China relations for years, calling this mostly a PR stunt. Media in China is heavily controlled and influenced by the government. They wouldn't have written the article unless they were concerned about Trump, says lawyer Gordon Chang, who is the author of The Coming Collapse of China. It's an article trying to say that things are going to be okay for Chinese workers. When Trump repeatedly promised to bring jobs back to the U.S. from China and Mexico during his campaign, his plan for his first 100 days in office calls for labeling China a currency manipulator. China is likely nervous about how far Trump will go. Trump's presidency comes as a tough time for China. The country is undergoing a mass shift of its own from manufacturing to a more service of high-tech jobs. China's government continues to report 6.7 growth, but that is slower than in recent years, and there are questions on how reliable that data is. What can Trump and China really do? Well, it's really unclear how much Trump or China leaders can do to change the larger dynamics at play of manufacturing, that many jobs are being lost to robotics and automation. And some Chinese companies are starting to open up factories in the U.S. And if China really wanted to undercut Apple or any other U.S. businesses, it would have tried already. And so the Scissors thinks that Global Times article has a point. It will be difficult for Trump to turn back the clock of the glory days of the U.S. manufacturing. If Trump's goal is to bring back manufacturing jobs, he can, but they won't be the same jobs we lost, and it would be an even more painful side effects, like higher prices for American consumers. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you have any birthdays?
I don't. Yeah, but I don't remember. My mind is just not working so good right now. Let me see.
And
they don't. Oh, yeah, Karen. No, that was yesterday with Karen. Oh, yeah, Bridget Cunningham, who was the love of Thomas Bonnell's wife, my adopted son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
And Keith, so yeah, happy birthday.
Reed, I'm good. I only had one, Paul. You had more than I did today.
Oh, man, this knee just sucks.
What is your weather?
Windy. It's 54, sunny, but really, 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 really windy. But it feels like 47. Oh, the wind must be coming from the north.
Yeah, I mean, it's 59 here, and I mean, I'd say that this is the last of the warm spells until probably spring.
Bite your tongue. I still haven't got this yard mow because I can't get this freaking leg to work.
Oh, my.
Really?
You're still trying to mow the yard in the winter.
Well, yeah, because it needs it one more time, and it hasn't gotten done in a long time.
Yeah, mine needs it. Mine needs it actually too. But I'm just gonna have to wait. Big shout out to Luke Weebinga. Thank you so much, Luke. We appreciate you out there. Thank you so much, and thank you as always, Pioneer Paula, for being with us today. Is it still raining there, Paula?
No, it's sunshining. We're not going to have no rain for a few more days, I think.
Right. Well, you know, even though they've had quite a bit of rain in eastern Kentucky and also for eastern Kentucky and also for Tennessee, you know, they still have, like, little things of fires, you know, hot spots and things going on down there.
I'm sure they will for a while, I bet.
You know,
it was.
So let's everybody remember my brother and his family last night. I mean, they still had fire all the way around them and things, and they were praying for rain, and they're really emotional right now because they've had a lot of friends lose their homes. They've lost everything. They've lost their jobs, you know. I mean, man, that's a hurt for somebody to lose their job, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs are lost. We need to also send out some good prayers and vibes. I've just now seen, I mean, of course, I mean, I've been out and about and busy all day, but my aunt an hour ago, she was leaving for Kentucky. And headed to Hazard and things. And I'm hoping that everything goes well, that to where if something was to happen, that I'll be able to do the show, because I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to get on the board, have a signal down up in that holler or not. Usually I don't have a signal up in that holler, so it's like, oops, I have to end up just doing something else and not doing the show that day or something. But anyhow, yeah, my mamaw's in bad shape. So let's send some prayers, burn some sage or something, send some good vibes her way and things. especially, you know, she was doing good yesterday, and that's always a bad sign. She was really, really doing good yesterday. And they say and then today she woke up and she's took a real bad turn for the worse. And so, I mean, it's like, man. I don't know, Paul, about 80, 70, 79 or 80.
Your grandmother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually got an aunt that's 1 year younger than my grandmother.
Yeah, well, that's like Michaela, you know, the aunt and the nephew. The aunt's younger than the nephew.
Right. Yeah, well, this is my third granny. This is my grandfather's third wife, and he had several children by her, which is, you know, I've got aunt and uncles younger than I am. I've got first cousins that are only 6 and 7 years old, you know. But yeah, all my family, I'm seeing all my family asking for prayer, so evidently she must be in pretty bad shape. It's like, damn. Ah, my goodness. You know, I mean, I just hate that. I hate that. We've got events. I got a shout out from, Franklin Johnson. Franklin Johnson said he wanted to give shout outs to my people and say Gatewood is the best governor Kentucky never had. Thank you all very much. Uh-huh. Yes,
I believe
I've
been quoting that for a long time.
Yes, and he sent me a picture, and I'll share it later on after I get his permission. He sent me a picture of him and Gatewood together,
Kentucky's eternal governor too. Just saying.
Oh, absolutely. And he was a statesman, Paula.
Yeah, he was.
Damn shame when you got nobody like him now, you know?
Right. I don't even see anybody even close to it, even a little bit close to it. Unless it be or Molly.
Right. There has been a confirmed four deaths now. They have confirmed four deaths now. In Sevierville down there in Gatlinburg, and at least 150 homes and businesses that's been destroyed. There's over 14,000 residents that don't have a home right now. And I mean, and the thing about it is, there's a lot of places still that they haven't even got the check. You know, they still ain't even got into some places yet and checked. Prayers and good vibes to those folks down there. Pearl Harbor Day, Black Effing Whites. Let me see how he says that. Oops, wrong place. I went to the birthdays. He has the Bombastic Bass 70th birthday bash of Black Effing White starts at 5 o'clock until 12 o'clock. On Sunday, there's 7 different bands, and it's a $10 cover charge. And it's my understanding, and I think later on this afternoon, you'll have a link up where you can buy tickets on Ticketfly.com. So everybody be looking for that. I think they'll get that up this afternoon.
And he's
then you've got
I said, he's just uptown, got it all going this year. That's cool.
Yeah, they'll have Ticketfly, because I talked to him earlier this morning, and they will have Ticketfly on there as soon as Adam gets it all, get the link up there on there to where you can buy a ticket through the Manchester Music Hall.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Man, this wind is getting down now.
Oh, is it, Paula?
Yeah, when you, my view is like a top, the tops of a lot of the big trees, you know, where I'm at right now in the dining room. And then when, if I go to the kitchen, man, you really can see the tops of the trees good. It's really cool.
Oh,
though.
Wow.
It is cool. Right. It's kind of scary at times, but during the storms, it is cool, man. It's just neater than shit.
Well, you know, I've still got a lot of leaves on my trees.
Me too. I still need to rake, and I ain't been able to do that either.
Yeah, I mean, I've not even started because, I mean, there's still a lot of leaves on the trees
yep.
in my yard.
Yeah, yep, because each tree loses, each type of tree loses their leaves at different times.
Right. We want to send out prayers and good vibes and positive thoughts. Burn some sage or something to the firefighter. There was a young firefighter had died fighting the fires down there in East Tennessee, and his name was Rodney's family. So keep Rodney's family in your prayers. And he was with 337. So sorry to hear about that. You know, it's tragic when we hear that we've lost a firefighter, you know.
Yeah. And weren't the fires set? Wasn't it not arson? So it wasn't even accident?
Yeah, some of it was arson, it's my understanding. And not only that, but they did arrest two people last night. But I don't know if this is true or not, but I mean, man, what fucking great news is this, that Loretta Lynn has admitted to trying marijuana for the first time in her life at 84 years old.
You go, girl. You go. Maybe Willie finally can get, hey, try some of this, Loretta. It's shit, man.
They said you won't find Loretta Lynn on Willie Nelson's bus too often. Too often. So evidently that's who she done it with, because evidently
well, yeah,
she's
you know
religious.
She did. I bet she tried some of his Willie stash too, man.
Yeah. The living legend admits that she tried marijuana for the first time at the age of 84, and she didn't really love it. The pill hit maker says that she was given some marijuana 6 months ago, and it's not something she intends to smoke. You know, she doesn't intend on smoking it, but she has glaucoma, she says. And so they gave me one of these cigarettes, and Lynn tells people in an interview, I took one smoke off of it, and it hit me right here in the chest, and she said, I like to have died. She said, but the glaucoma is going to have to take over. She won't be picking up a weed habit anytime soon, but her longtime friend and collaborator, Willie Nelson, a known marijuana smoker, is a different story. He is one of the greatest people in the world, says Lynn. I know he smokes pot, but my goodness, there are a lot of people doing a lot worse than smoking pot, said Loretta Lynn. She says, so I'm taking a walk down memory lane. Patsy Cline, she said she recalls that was just outspoken, and she had an attitude, and she was admired, and Patsy had her own way, and that's what I adored. I thought, by golly, I'm not the only one. Patsy stands up for herself, too. Even at 84, Lynn insisted she doesn't have plans to slow down anytime soon, despite canceling a handful of shows in fall due to some surgery. You know, she doesn't have a problem with it.
Cool.
You know, and she, I mean, I guess she is taking some type of a pill form of cannabis for the glaucoma.
Yeah.
You know,
that's one reason
you know,
I need the pot.
And there's nothing wrong with that because we've often said that, you know, smoking isn't for everybody. Get you some oil. Put it in a
right,
capsule.
But for the
you know.
That you need the THC, you can't have this. I don't. The CBD will not cure the high pressure behind your eyes.
Right, right.
You got to have the entire plant.
Right, exactly, Paula. We're gonna take a break though. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, I am
it's
ready.
4:20 here. You ready?
I sure am.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
Tough, tough pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass song it is. Thank you, Don Mueller, out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We appreciate it.
And Homegrown is badass. Man.
Big shout out to Randall Bland and Michael Patterson. Big shout out to you, Michael Patterson and Randall Bland. Thank you guys so much for sharing the show and listening in and things.
People need to Frankfurt and complaining and bitching and tell them we want a medical cannabis bill that's going to favor the patients, not them or the corporations or the pharmaceuticals.
Right. Oh, I agree, Paul. I mean, it's never too late. I mean, hell, right now would be a perfect time for everybody to start blowing up the phones at the state capitol, and that way when they do come back in there, I mean, man.
Well, they're doing some of them are there now because every once in a while you'll see it on KET where they got a committee meeting thing. So some of them are up
right.
there sometimes. Except mine won't talk to me, piece of shit.
Right. Oh.
My senator won't either. Danny Carroll won't either no more. He defriended me. And I was being nice and everything, and he's not going to do nothing until it changes at the federal level, and he won't even discuss it, and that's just wrong.
Right. Oh, my. All right, folks. You found that, Paula. About Loretta Lynn.
I just found it. I can't read it because I can't see because I'm going blind, but at least I found it and
right.
It's on my timeline.
Yeah, no kidding. Like I say, I'm actually fixing to go ahead and close out the show because I've got a bunch of things.
Uh-uh. I've gone without an RV for about 36 hours. You ought to be proud of me.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yeah, because I felt too bad to go get any.
Right. Well,
I've been trying to feel better so I can go get some. I need food, too. It's like, okay, I got to feel better.
All right, everybody, we'll go ahead and close the show out because, like I said, I've got a lot going on. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you people. Thank you all so much out there. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you, Pioneer Paula, and I'm going to take us away.
Too.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.